Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller, our triple option feature. I get asked about this a lot. A couple of weeks back, we talked about it, who the Saints would pick. And my thing was Jeremiah Love, a running back from Notre Dame. I think, he would be a great fit in this offense as a runner receiver. My comp certainly would be Bijan Robinson. So someone asked me, what happens if, he gets selected ahead of time? Some of the guys that potentially could be there. And they brought up Jordan Tyson to me, and I'm a big fan of Jordan. I think he's a terrific football player, the best route runner in this draft class. But for people putting him in the top 10, they don't know his medical history.
Right.
I would have to go to my team doctors and say, tell me what's happened here. He had a major knee injury in 2023, and a major one, when he was at Colorado. And he's had a history now of these soft tissue injuries, the hamstring, the calf injury. I remember Jen Hale telling us that she did the Arizona State game. He was basically kind of 75%. I think he caught 11 passes in that game for like 90-something yards. The medicals is what would be my biggest concern for Jordan Tyson. For a lot of people, it's copy and paste. I saw it on the internet, so I'm going to write about it. With Jordan Tyson's nothing to do with talent. He is really gifted. But the medical history, and you're going to hear about it. You hear about it from me. You're going to hear about it from others. As it gets closer, it's going to be an issue with him, and that is going to be something that is going to be looked at very closely if you picking in that top 10. He's worthy of a top 10 pick talent-wise, and he would be my number one receiver. But, again, that but comes in. That situation with the surgeries he's had, also the lower leg issues that he's had, it's going to be a big concern. The other guy I really love is David Bailey, the edge rusher from Texas Tech. All he did this year was 52 tackles, 19.5 tackles for losses, and 14.5 quarterback sacks. And he was double-teamed. Texas Tech sent me a thing. 71% of the time. And those are the numbers he put up. David Bailey's a bad-to-the-bone dude. I mean, he is bad-to-the-bone. Started out at Colorado, and, man, you see his explosiveness and speed. So I think Jeremiah Love would be a great fit. And I get the question, if he's not there, where do you look? Maybe Cornell Tate. He's never really been a number one. Not with Jeremiah Smith on the other side. Yeah, you're never going to see double team work there. And he's a big receiver. So those are some of the names there. But when people talk to you about Jordan Tyson, are they telling you about his injury record? That's going to be a major question mark for Jordan as he hits the National Football League.
Mike, I remember we talked about Jordan Tyson after we had interviewed Sam Levitt.
Exactly.
At the Manning Passing Academy. And you made a comp, and I'm almost certain you remember this, but I remember it because I haven't been able to get it out of my head. Every time I watch Jordan Tyson play, Emeka Ibuka was your comp for him.
It's just like him.
They're like carbon copies of each other. And we just saw the rookie campaign that Emeka Ibuka put out there. I know that he kind of tapered off towards the end of the year, but a lot of that was due to the fact that Baker Mayfield also tapered off as well. So Ibuka, if you watch his tape and watch Jordan Tyson's tape, it's a lot of similarities. Both were super polished route runners, getting ready for the draft. But like you said, if a team in the top 10 and maybe even upwards of top 6 decides we're okay with his medicals, he's been given the green light, he's been given the clear, he might not be there at 8. But we'll have to see. As far as David Bailey goes, Mike, I think he's a demon, for one. But also, there's like that core of maybe 3 edge rushers, and depending on what you want to do with Arvell Reese, that are going to go in the top 10 of this year's draft. And this is just kind of early prep, because we're still 3 months away, and we have the Senior Bowl and Combine and everything going on. But Reese, Reuben Bain from Miami, and then also David Bailey from Texas Tech are the names that you should get to know if you want an edge rusher with that first pick.
Arvell Reese is a freak.
He's an athlete. He's a stud.
Unbelievable. And he's just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
But you would think he's going to Arizona, huh?
Man.
Arizona's in a bad spot because they need a quarterback. And now you're looking at the
top 2
picks.
Yeah, so where do you go?
Right.
Do you make the move to jump up? Because now, if I'm Dante Moore And, okay, I feel Fernando Mendoza is going to go to the Raiders. You right. think I want to end up in New York?
No.
Man, what? I might tell him, hey, guys, man, it's been fun, but somebody else better trade up for me. But Arvell Reese, when he's going to work out, he is a freak of nature
yep.
as a football player. And they used him as an off-ball linebacker. My thing is, put your hand in the – rush the quarterback.
Get on
play
the edge.
Sick him. And do like Micah Parsons. Go after the quarterback at that point. That's not what Ohio State did with him. They didn't do that with him at all. So those are just some of the names. We're going to go through a lot of this particular deals. And also free agency certainly will kind of – beckon the call on exactly who the Saints pick. Steve?
Mike, I guess continuing with triple option, I'm going to go more in with draft stuff and the Saints. And just curious what you think of a guy. You know, not many folks are talking about safety for the Saints right now and looking at another Ohio State guy and Caleb Downs. Would you think he'd be a viable pick at number 8?
What? Man, okay.
If he's there.
You wouldn't have to ask me twice.
Okay.
I'd have that dude running to the table. I'd say that's who I want. Now, again, safeties and running backs get devalued.
Right, right.
If you had to do this draft over again a few years back, look what Kyle Hamilton's done for the Ravens. He's not as big as Kyle, because Kyle looks like a tight end the way he's built. But Caleb, when he stepped on that football field the first time, first game I saw him at University of Alabama, I'm like, whoa, that dude's a freshman? He was whipping people's butt and taking names back then. Then he goes to Ohio State. He's great against the run. I think you've seen them use him more in the coverage part of the game this year than, say, his first year at Alabama and his first season at Ohio State, where he was sort of a hybrid guy, where he played up to the – man, he pop you. Man, he is a big-time hitter. But it's going to, the intrigue with this draft is going to be the two outliers, Jeremiah Love on offense, because of him playing that position, Caleb Downs playing defense at safety. And how do you value them in what you're trying to piece together? No, Caleb Downs, I think you talk about instant impact guy, he's that.
Yeah.
And so is Love on offense.
I just, Mike, and that safety position to me is still one of need for this defense.
What? They got a lot of positions of need. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
They filled some, but, you know, offensive guard, wide receiver, tight end. You could add another one because so much 12 personnel. Running back, another defensive lineman, another linebacker, another corner. Safety. Right. You can kind of go down the list. Caleb Downs, man, Steve, to answer your question, I'd have no problems with Caleb Downs if he wore the black and gold.